Hello, hello, my friends, and thank you for listening today and joining in. I'm Simon, the business builder, and I come to you today to give you the best business building advice. That's right, the best business building advice that I can give you. I know you guys are entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, or just looking for information, I know sometimes you probably lay in your bed at night, or you think, or it's on your mind. If you got that burning desire in your heart that, oh, I want to get this business built. I got an ideal I want to pursue. I think this is going to work. Yeah, and that's all great and fine. But all those ideals and things that you're doing, they're good. Keep that. But one of the things I want you to focus on is that foundation. If you don't have a strong foundation, a strong core, your business is not going to make it. Your ideas are not going to make it. You got to have that blueprint. You have to have that plan of attack. You got to pursue consistently and wholeheartedly. But you got to back up and build that foundation, that core. So things I'm going to talk to you about future on is that foundation. And when I say foundation, I'm talking about, do you have the best? Is your website set up correctly that you can be Googleable and found? Is your phone number structured correctly? Is your email structured correctly? Is the name of the business put together correctly? Is what you do or trying to do, does it say that in your name? You know, that's just a couple examples that I'm going to talk to you about. But you got to get that foundation. You know, I want to talk to the aspiring and established business owners and those entrepreneurs. So I put together some practices and some tips and quotes and ideals and strategies that I found a lot of success with. Some of them you're going to be familiar with and others you will not be. But my intent is to be a stepping stone for you guys. Even the college kids, the younger version of myself, it doesn't matter. I'm going to give you the stepping stones, the bricks to lay that foundation so it can be strong. Most of all, it's for anyone looking for that motivation to get started. I'm going to take you from the foundation. I'm going to take you all the way to the top floor. You know, I've consumed a tremendous amount of time reading books and articles and tweets and all kind of stuff to come up with material for the content, for this content. You know, I hate those books and those stories that are all about theory and they don't teach you or show you how to do anything. So I set out to make sure that there's something actionable and easy to execute. The topics I'm speaking on or write about are the things I have already experienced in my life. And the main question is asked, will this apply to me? Absolutely. It will apply to you. Because I'm going to take you from ground floor to top level. You know, it has been said to be great, you got to study greatness. So I want to put together a short, straight to the point, no fluff information to get you there. This is just the introduction on what we're going to be talking about later on and some more of the podcast and things. And I'll ask you to call in or write me or whatever the case is and ask me questions, and I'll love to go over those things and topics later on. It's easy to sit there and read a book and try to obtain the information, but a lot of us learn by listening. Some of us learn by reading, some by writing. It doesn't matter, but if you put them all together, you're going to get it. So some of the things I'm going to talk about is how to be confident, building the confidence to move forward, building your empire, focus on how you want people to feel about your business and what you want them to say and build around that image. Also, I'm going to talk about the art of selling. You know, selling is the easiest job in the world if you work it hard. But it can be the hardest job in the world if you try to work it easy. Also, I'm going to get down and we're going to talk about, you know, staying inspired. You got to stay inspired. Otherwise, you lose your motivation and you will not move forward. You become that stagnant, procrastinating person. We don't want you to do that. So that's just a couple of things we're going to talk about. And all that is built around the business core. The business core doesn't have to necessarily be things that you gotta go out and do. It's a mindset. Once you get that mindset together, you can accomplish anything. So it's the business core, the building, the foundation of any business. Again, it's just the introduction, and I hope to hear from you, and we'll talk again. Hello, hello, my friends, and thank you for listening today and joining in. I'm Simon, the Business Builder, and I come to you today to give you the best business building advice. That's right, the best business building advice that I can give you. I know you guys are entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, or just looking for information, looking for that information. I know sometimes you probably lay in your bed at night, or you think, or it's on your mind. If you got that burning desire in your heart that, oh, I want to get this business built. I got an ideal I want to pursue. I think this is going to work. Yeah, and that's all great and fine, but all those ideals and things that you're doing, they're good. Keep that. But one of the things I want you to focus on is that foundation. If you don't have a strong foundation, a strong core, your business is not going to make it. Your ideas are not going to make it. You got to have that blueprint. You have to have that plan of attack. You got to pursue consistently and wholeheartedly. But you got to back up and build that foundation, that core. So things I'm going to talk to you about future on is that foundation. And when I say foundation, I'm talking about, do you have the best? Is your website set up correctly that you can be Googleable and found? Is your phone number structured correctly? Is your email structured correctly? Is the name of the business put together correctly? Is what you do or trying to do, does it say that in your name? You know, that's just a couple examples that I'm going to talk to you about. But you got to get that foundation. You know, I want to talk to the aspiring and established business owners and those entrepreneurs. So I put together some practices and some tips and quotes and ideals and strategies that I found a lot of success with. Some of them you're going to be familiar with and others you will not be. But my intent is to be a stepping stone for you guys. Even the college kids, the younger versions of ourselves, it doesn't matter. I'm going to give you the stepping stones, the bricks to lay that foundation so it can be strong. Most of all, it's for anyone looking for that motivation to get started. I'm going to take you from the foundation. I'm going to take you all the way to the top floor. You know, I've consumed a tremendous amount of time reading books and articles and tweets and all kind of stuff to come up with material for the content, for this content. You know, I hate those books and those stories that are all about theory and they don't teach you or show you how to do anything. So I set out to make sure that there's something actionable and easy to execute. The topics I'm speaking on or write about are the things I have already experienced in my life. And the main question is asked, will this apply to me? Absolutely. It will apply to you. Because I'm going to take you from ground floor to top level. You know, it has been said to be great, you got to study greatness. So I want to put together a short, straight to the point, no fluff information to get you there. This is just the introduction on what we're going to be talking about later on and some more of the podcast and things. And I ask you to call in or write me or whatever the case is and ask me questions. And I'll love to go over those things and topics later on. It's easy to sit there and read a book and try to obtain the information, but a lot of us learn by listening. Some of us learn by reading, some by writing. It doesn't matter, but if you put them all together, you're going to get it. So some of the things I'm going to talk about is how to be confident, building the confidence to move forward, building your empire, focus on how you want people to feel about your business and what you want them to say, and build around that image. Also, I'm going to talk about the art of selling. You know, selling is the easiest job in the world if you work it hard. But it can be the hardest job in the world if you try to work it easy. Also, I'm going to get down and we're going to talk about, you know, staying inspired. You got to stay inspired. Otherwise, you lose your motivation and you will not move forward. You become that stagnant, procrastinating person. We don't want you to do that. So that's just a couple of things we're going to talk about. And all that is built around the business core. The business core doesn't have to necessarily be things that you got to go out and do. It's a mindset. Once you get that mindset together, you can accomplish anything. So it's the business core, the building, the foundation of any business. Again, it's just the introduction. And I hope to hear from you, and we'll talk again.